Okay, we discussed yesterday, in Simran Mem Zayin Siv Ches, we discussed the halachas of the, Simran Mem Siv Gimel, we discussed the halachas of 100 brachas a day, and we're going to be carrying on now today a little bit with Mon Birkas HaShachar, Mon Birkas HaShachar. Tzorech Levorich B'chol Yoyim Shalo Yosani Oivet Kechovim, Shalo Yosani Evet, Shalo Yosani Isha. So we know part of the Birkas HaShachar, besides the ones which we've mentioned earlier, there's also the brachas of Shalo Yosani Oivet Kechovim. Is that what we say? Is that the nusach that we say? How do we say? Yeah, we either say goy and some old nuschas say. Yeah, some say. Nochi. Yeah, it's just been censored.
I think Nochi has been cleaned up.
It's a bit of a censoring, yeah, which has been taking place. Yeah. So that's one. Then we'll get more on this. And the next one is Shlosani Oved Shlosani Oved Kechov. The next one is Shlosani Evet, and then Shlosani Isha. It's a different nusach. It's a shaila of nuschos.
I mean,
Oved
Kechov sounds like a reference specifically to Oved Zorah, although we do call
Koyim. Koyim is
baby, so it's
not.
And
Nochri is that stranger. Yeah. Mishabu points out the following. In Tevkotn Tezvov, Shalya Sani, Vizor Shalayevorich Shalsani Yisrael. He said, it's okay whether you know Shalya Sani of it Kechovim, that's okay, but he says what you shouldn't be doing. I'm really, really sorry, but it's hard for me to concentrate. I'm so sorry. It's just really hard for me to. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. I want to listen to what you're saying, and whilst. It sounds like a geschmacki gemore. In the meantime, I'm trying to. Sorry, thank you very, very much. But you shouldn't be doing. Vizor shalai yivorech shasani yisrael. You should say shalai yosani goy, but don't say the positive shasani yisrael that I am a yid. Kmo sheish beisus sidurim. And he said that you can't do. So there's some sidurim shasani yisrael. Have you seen anybody saying shasani yisrael? Yeah, she said, but there is such a nusach. Mishabu said, don't do that. That's a shibush. That's a shibush. That's a mistake.
What about a
gear? We'll get to that. It's an important discussion. We'll get to that, Imit Shem. We'll get to the goy. 1 minute. So the reason why you cannot say Shosani Yisrael, because if you say Shosani Yisrael, then you won't be able to say anymore Shosani Yisha and Shosani Evet, because it's all included already. It's included. By saying Shosani Yisrael, you have automatically also included that you are. Exactly. That's why I cannot say anymore. So how can you in a minute say Shosani Isha? That's you have said that already. You have said Isha, as you said, Isha is a Yid. Of course she is. So by saying Shosani Yisrael, you can't. Yeah, but you can't. You say B'chalam Simon, that kind of thing.
So we're not really part of the club until the bris. So
correct.
Hashem makes it, he makes us imperfect on purpose, and we have to metakan.
Yes.
So we technically we're not a Sani Israel anyway. We are.
Oh, that's nice.
We make ourselves.
Oh, I see that. Very nice thoughts. They need that avoid to become Israel. We're not made natural.
We're purposely left it that we can only make ourselves Israel, and therefore
right. Very nice. That's a nice thought that we're not created as Yisrael. We're not. Hashem didn't create us as a pure Yisrael, but there is a bit of self. Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. Very interesting.
Different levels of avoiding. Like the goy has sheva mitzvahs. The isha has they don't do the time bar mitzvahs, and then the shalosh and the isha. So you're.
Very good. And that's what the Mishabu is going to address now. He says as follows. In Sivkot Tezayin, he says, Shalosh Asani Goy. He says, Mishabu, Ve'imbech Mitchilo Shalosh Asani Isha. That's interesting. What happens if you just got it muddled up with you skipped the line, and you said, Shalosh Asani Isha, before saying, Shalosh Asani Goy. So then he says, "Yesh oimim shuv lo yuchal levoch shlosani akum v'shlosani eved ki yisha difa mishtem." Because the woman is greater than both of them, obviously. So by saying shlosani isha, you cannot after say back and say shlosani eved and shlosani eved shlosani goy, because you've already gone to the higher level and then you can't go down anymore. That's what Mishnah says. B'chlal mishtem v'mimela nichlal oido ki b'chlal masayim one. Why?
Because if I said, thank you Hashem for not making me an Isha, but I haven't yet said, thank you Hashem for making me.
Because by not being an
I focused on my gender. Thank you Hashem for not making me an Isha. I haven't focused on free or not free or either or God.
But I said, thank you for not making me an Isha. Thank you for making me not an Isha. And the reason why an Isha is. And a man is superior than Isha because we have all the mitzvahs that she doesn't have. So I've already automatically. It is clearly talking about the mitzvahs. Yeah, absolutely. The reason why we thank Hashem for not being a.
It's kind of like thanking you for giving me however many 600.
Exactly, and a woman has less mitzvahs. Yeah.
A woman has more looking, has more spirituality than a man. Like Soravin, Amenu would. I understood somewhere that. She was actually great in prophecy
and love. She was, yeah. It is true. We are not. I know the feminists don't like this bracha, but the reality is, it's the reality is we're specifically addressing the opportunity of doing more mitzvahs.
Yes,
so we're just saying that thank you, Hashem. I can do all the mitzvahs. Some of them women can't do. It doesn't mean that we are greater. Pardon?
We're not saying we're superior to women.
We're not saying generally superior. We're just saying in this particular perspective and point, we are. That we've got more opportunities of doing mitzvahs. Doesn't mean that on the whole. In fact, you know the Mepard, the Balei Musa, and in fact, the Mishum Shavali Yerush also writes. They write that the reason why we have got those mitzvahs and the women don't have those mitzvahs.
We need them more.
Exactly, we need, but the women have got more an innate and intrinsic connection to Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore, they don't need to fulfill those mitzvahs, which is probably very, very true. I think this is very, very true. Okay, so yeah, so we continue. Right. V'afilu ager, that's what you were talking about. What about ger? Says the Gemara, Yochel levorich kach. A ger can also make those brachas. However, avol lo yoimash shelo yasani akum. He cannot make the brachas shelo yasani goy. Why not? Shari oyakim etchila, because he was a goy initially. If a person was born as a goy, and he became a gay. Can't say shlo asani goy. I mean, he was born as a goy. So that's what Mishnah says. There is cholkim, but that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. The last few words of the Shulchan Aruch here is v'anoshim mevoches shasani kirtzoynoi, and the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Shulchan Aruch says v'boches shasani kirtzoynoi. The women say shasani kirtzoynoi. Hashem has created me the way he wanted kirtzoynoi as he wished. What about?
Can Bidi ever the man say?
Shasani Kirtzoinoi, I don't know if you're. And then after, not.
Have a few families, right?
I'm not sure.
And sometimes you have a boy that
will join in the middle of the conversation. I don't know. Well, I don't know if you're Yotz, I really don't know. Yeah, I don't know if you're Yotz, I don't know. It's, I don't know. What about. So just the Mishabu brings over here the Cholkim opinion, the disagreeing opinion, hold that a ger could also make the bracha as well. Okay, Sif Hei Raboisa, Im Kodam Vebirich Zoykev Kufufim, Kodam Shibach Mati Asurim. What happens if a person before he said Zoykev Kufufim, before Mati Asurim? Now, the right order, of course, is the correct order is Mati Asurim, and subsequently, what happens if you did it wrong? You shouldn't make the other bracha then. Do you know why? Why can you not say the wrong order? Because it is inclusive. By saying Zoykev Kufufim, Hashem, thank you for giving me the energy, the strength, and the ability to stand up. So you cannot say anymore afterwards, thank you, Hashem, for enabling me to sit. because obviously if you can stand and walk, obviously you're able to sit. So you cannot go back in brachas. You can't do that. Do you want to switch it? Yeah. Look at what Shmuel says. Sifkot Nchof. Look. Lo yivachenu. Kiven shenosan ha'idosh shenizkaf. Legamo, since you thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu for standing up completely. Ze bichlal. This is included in Matir Asurim. Yisraim Yag Shoyshev. By thanking Hashem for standing and walking, you cannot thank afterwards anymore. You've included already the book of sitting, Matir Asurim. There are disagreeing opinions that as well. No, so the other ones is fine. The other ones, if you get the wrong order, it doesn't matter. Like Pekeach Ivrim, it doesn't matter. It's not included in walking. It's those two specifically, yeah.
You could, in theory, then, stop from the last bracha and work back.
Besides those two, yeah.
Besides those two.
Yeah, correct. Sivav Rabbi, Siv, hey, Sivav Rabbi. Shish Nagin Baruch HaNoysen Lo Yefkoyach. Some say the Baruch HaNoysen Lo Yefkoyach Hashem, thank you for giving the tired man strength. I don't think that's the right. Baruch says the Shulchan Aruch. Aber aminig ha-poshut, b'nei Ashkenazim, lo'oim brodo remosa. No. Pass here in Ashkenaz, we do recite this bracha. We do indeed. We continue. See, pardon? I don't know. It looks like Sfadim don't say the bracha. Anybody would know? Sfadim? I don't know. It sounds like Sfadim do not recite this bracha. Okay. The question here is, what if somebody was up the entire night? Can you say Hanoisen Layaev Koyach? On Shavuos night, can you say the Baruch Hanoisen Layaev Koyach? You're still Oyev. Mishavuos says as follows. Rabbi said, you say it. Mishavuos says, Zivkot Nchov Beis. Even if you're up the entire night. Learning. Gam kenish levoich oisol if imashon noegim ayoyim kagob asif. Ches. You do. You can say it.
It's not anyway.
Why?
La ya'ef. It's not me. Shalot asani. It's plural.
Very good. That's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch is going to teach us right now. You're quite right. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Ziv Ches. Kol ha'bochas ha'elu. All those bochas that we mentioned now. Im lo nischai ba'achas men kigoin. If a person didn't feel personally obligated in reciting his bochas, shalo yishama kol tanagol. What if he didn't hear tanagol? He did not hear the rooster. You heard the drilling. Or a car hooting. Or you heard an alarm clock, chas v'sholem. Yeah? Or anything of those terrible sounds. What happens then? He didn't hear the rooster. His chicken is, you know, what's shechted for Shabbos? I don't know. He didn't hear the rooster. Can he make the bracha? Oh, if he's not able to walk. He didn't walk yet. He's like resting a bit. I don't know. Why is he not walking? Because,
Someone can't walk.
Yeah. He didn't get dressed. Pajama day. Do you know the pajama days? Don't know. Didn't have a belt. Belt's gone off to the tailor. I don't know. No belt. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Oy ma'ose bracha, but ask us Hashem." Shulchan Aruch says, "Yeah, you can still say the bracha, but skip the name of Hashem." All right. Rama said, "No." V'yesh oym da'afirim neischay behen. Rama said, "No." Even if you didn't hear the rooster, even if you didn't walk around, even if you didn't. I don't know, if you didn't, nevertheless, even if you didn't put your hat on, you should still make the bracha. Why? The eina bracha dafka latzmoi, the bracha is not specifically on him individually, elo, rather mochin, the bracha is on what? What did you say? What is the bracha on?
Plural.
Why? What? Why? So the words of Shulchan Aruch has the remorse for what? Says the Rama, Shakadosh Baruch Hu bo tzarkei olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the needs of the world. So, are there roosters around? Yes. Didn't hear it? Tough. Take your earplugs out. I don't know. It's not specifically on you. It's not specifically. It's not. It's Hakadosh. We're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the right word? We're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the global.
For the benefit of inclusive.
That's the in word nowadays, no? To be inclusive. Diversity and inclusive and rainbow and all that. So. Oh, one sec. Shakadosh Baruch Hu bor tzarkei olam v'chein ha'minik ve'ele shanois. That is the minik, and one should not change this. One should not change this. So it is right, proper, to make the bracha on the universal. I like the word. So I'm like, we're not looking at me, selfish, you know. General, because Boch created all those. So a very extreme example is the blind person. Chas v'shalom, a blind person. Can you recite the bracha of Pekiach Ibrahim? Yeah, but it's like it's incredible in a way, because the bracha is thank you Hashem, I'm praising you for Pekeach Ibrahim, for enabling the eyesight and giving me eyesight, Ibrahim, and not to be a blind person. And guess what? The blind person can say this bracha. It's astonishing. It really is astonishing, because we're not looking at him personally, we're looking at Tzorki Oilam. Not at all. Not at all. So it's a very good question. So it's to some extent included in the bracha of Hanoisin Esech V'Bino, a little bit to that, because it's about the sound of the rooster. But it's an interesting question. No specific bracha. Yeah, it's a good question. It's a very good question. I mean, in a way, in the Cheresh is yes. So the Meshuvot does point out in Sifkot and Chofei. Even if you're in the desert and there's no roosters out there, nevertheless you can recite the bracha. Desert or edgeware, kind of where there's no.
About a farm.
About a farm, yeah, right. Even if yeah. So if you don't hear the chicken, you can still recite the bracha. Suman vorech, pekachim says mishburim. Vechen cheresh, the who did you mention? Yeah, somebody was hard of hearing. Avshenu yochel lishmaya kol tanek olikani the rooster yochel levorech piyaksonis nitzech v'bino. V'chaodum kosav decheres jamtin melevorech poachzu at sheir ayoyim. V'chaodum says wait until it's daylight to make those poachzu if a person is unable to actually hear and see. So that's what we're learning here, that it's a general bracha, not a specific bracha. Pardon? Let's think this through. Why not?
Smell.
We don't have taste. Taste. Yeah.
Smell.
Yeah, there's specific brachas. I suppose what Stephen is asking is that why don't we wake, upon awaking, we should recite those brachas for appreciation for having those senses. Interesting question. It's an interesting question. We thank Hashem for hearing. We thank Hashem for seeing. Why don't we thank Hashem for the ability of smelling? I suppose a person can survive much easier without the sense of smelling and tasting. And I think many of over COVID will be able to testify that.
What about speaking?
It's not a sense. It's a A person can cope. It's not like an immediate. I suppose the answer to these valid questions is that we thank Hashem for the. Is that they're much more crucial in principle. A person can cope without smelling, you know. I've got a brother-in-law that lost his sense of smell, not COVID related, just because of a messed up operation, sinus operation, years and years and years ago. So he can't really smell anything. Can't really smell only very extreme smells, but normal smells he can't smell. No, taste is fine. Smell, he just doesn't smell. It's like the thing. So he's very happy, no problem. You know, it's fine managing. So it's I'm just explaining that perhaps the answer is that there is much more necessity in those other senses than you know the. There is vision, sight, and hearing is much more crucial. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael summarized what we learned this evening. We discussed the. Oh, no, thank you so much. I missed it. Yes. No, it's very short, but you're right. We shouldn't have missed it. Others add additional brachas, besides the known. There's some who add others. And that is a mistake. Don't add your own brachas. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me a.
Oh, so you smell one
way
to taste.
Exactly. For, you know, allowing me to smell. Yes, yeah, so no. You don't add your own brachas however much you fancy. It's not right. You may come from a good place, but it doesn't justify you to establish more brachas. So we learned this evening, Rabbi Yisrael, that we make the brachas of. Shlesani Goy, Shlesani Isha, Shlesani Eved, Shlesani Isha. Again, can also recite those brachas. According to the Mishnah Berurah, we said that a Goy, the discussion of a Goy, women say the bracha Shlesani Ketzona instead. We say the bracha Zoy Kiv Kufufim. And if a person said it before Matyasum, he can't go back. We spoke about the bracha Vanosin Laiv Koyach. And we spoke about the bracha that you don't add additional brachas. And most importantly, we discussed that even if there's no personal obligation for that particular bracha, such as he doesn't eat a chicken, nevertheless, he should still recite the bracha. Still recite the bracha, even if he himself is unable to benefit directly from this. Having said this, I wish you a very, very good evening.